to the Bucket List Radio Show, featuring the first family of travel, the batter shells of Anita's Travel, Anita, Brandon, and Adam. They're not only dedicating their lives to living life large and checking off experiences from their lists, but they want to help you do that as well by giving you bucket list ideas through fascinating and compelling interviews with ordinary folks doing extraordinary things, and of course, giving away bucket list experiences. So join them as proud bucket heads living the dream. And now, the Bucket List Radio Show.
Welcome into the Bucket List Radio Show with the first family of travel on Star 107.7. And we are kicking off our second week of our three-part series, but it's not a normal second week because at the end of this show, we are giving away a Try Dive. And if you didn't hear last week, Brandon, tell them what Try Dive is.
Yeah, we're going to mix it up a little bit because Sarah Lynn wanted to have more people actually try this experience, because only one person next week we're going to be drawing live to see who's going to be winning their PADI certification, everything but the open water, all the pool work, all the book work.
The grand finale.
Yeah, but this week, actually after this show, you go to our Facebook page, the Bucket List Radio Show, because we're going to be drawing live for two winners, four people, because they get to bring a friend as well to go try dive. And that's just going into the pool, you know, working your regulator, just blowing some bubbles in the pool to see how you like it, and beware, because you will get hooked. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, this try dive is such a cool experience. I love the concept. It's a quick day trip for us from here in Jackson to Memphis, and that minimum age, I believe, is 10 years old. So it is something that you can definitely enjoy, just like we go to the Memphis Zoo. Maybe go down and spend your day around doing this try dive with your kids.
Yeah, or even an awesome date night. I mean, this is a perfect thing to do, to get out and do something with, besides just going out to eat and going to the movies all the time.
I totally agree. And I'll tell you, Sarah Lynn did not lie. Brandon and I went down last week, and that pool is 90 degrees.
Oh, it's heated.
I know. It's a heated pool. I know. It was wonderful. Easy to find. What, Brandon, an hour is all it took us to get there?
Yeah, it was right off the interstate. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we went down and, you know, just right off Sycamore View, I believe, and it's just right there. And then, of course, on our way back, we had to stop in IKEA for the first time, but that's for another show.
Yes,
exactly. I couldn't believe that Brandon wanted to stop there, of all people. My non-shopper wanted to go in there and look around. But anyways, having said that, we are so excited about this, and thank you so much to Sarah Lynn for making this a great experience. Again, you can just put, you know, go in the pool. I think it's a 90-minute course, so again, it's not an all-day thing. It's not an all-evening thing. Just some good kind of thing that gets you off your couch and gets you moving.
Well,
and
do an experience, you know.
Yeah,
try to get,
it's all about
get that first little half check mark there, you know.
There you go.
Get in the pool if you've never been, had a regulator or anything like that. You didn't kind of, you've seen it on TV, but you've never seen it. This is a good way to experience it, and cheaply, I might add.
Yeah.
And to know if you really want to fully check that check mark off to get your scuba PADI certification.
Well, actually, technically, even if you do that, you have a scuba dive. So
yes,
even if it isn't a pool, you can still check it off, but not in the ocean. But I tell you, the most difficult part about all of it is learning how to breathe through your mouth. So anybody who's been snorkeling before, I mean, you've already mastered the hardest part, in my opinion. You just have to, you know, because you have that mask over your nose, and you just breathe through the regulator in the pool. And once you have that, you're totally confident to go anywhere else.
Yes, I've personally, Mom and Brandon have talked from experience, whereas I have talk from my couch on the Discovery Channel and watching documentaries on it. So
Shark Week.
Yeah, Shark Week.
Hey, we need to get you in Victoria.
Exactly.
Down there.
And this is something not like the skydiving thing that y'all crazy birds do. This is something that I feel comfortable doing. So
yeah.
I would love to go try this. And this is something that I'm going to have to check off my bucket list.
Yeah, even for homeschoolers. I mean, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I know it is for college. It's actually used for a credit for athletics.
Yeah,
or
college credit.
Yeah, your physical education. Even, you know, this is perfect. It's perfect for the whole family to do.
I agree. And I also want to mention that Sarah Lynn has a wonderful trip going down to Atlanta, to the Atlanta Aquarium down there, where we'll be swimming with the sharks.
Big aquarium.
That is September the 21st and 22nd. I've already sent in my money. Found out about it last week when we were down there. Put me down. I was on my way back from Jamaica, and I said, hey, I'll just book the flight into Atlanta. dive with them and then come back with them. So,
well, I know, but you definitely got to go over to iFly and do that indoor skydiving when you're in Atlanta.
Yes,
do a little bit of both.
Yeah, and if you're a listener of our show, you know we feature them, and that's something that we love to go and experience ourselves. Is not only put these shows for y'all to check off, but we want to check them off as well.
That way we can tell you firsthand how great it is.
Exactly, but we have to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to have some great interviews, and you're listening to the Bucket List Radio Show with the First Family of Travel on Star 107.7.
Sandals, the perfect five-star romantic getaway. Indulge in a world of heavenly togetherness where endless beaches, plush accommodations, intimate restaurants, and exotic gardens are the perfect interludes for exceptional privacy and romance. Call the First Family of Travel from the Bucket List Radio Show, Anita's Travel, to get a no-obligation quote. All their agents are sandal certified as they specialize in honeymoon anniversary trips. Anita's Travel has been in business since 1984 and is located on the corner of Forest and Hollywood, or you can find them on Facebook, Anita's Travel of Jackson. Delta Vacations is one of the few companies that will allow you to lock in your air and resort for one low per person deposit with final payment not due until 30 days prior to travel. Call the First Family of Travel from the Bucket List Radio Show, Anita's Travel, to get full details. As a top producing travel agency for Delta Vacations, they can not only give you a no obligation quote, but will give you first hand and personalized service you can't get on the internet. Find them on Facebook, Anita's Travel of Jackson, or private message them on the Bucket List Radio Show Facebook page, and you get to keep your business local.
And welcome back to the Bucket List Radio Show with the First Family of Travel here on Star 107.7. If you're just now joining us, we are at midpoint of the whole show and series, three-part series, halfway through the second show. We're actually going to be drawing live at the end of this show on our Facebook page to see who's going to be winning. We're going to pick two winners. Mm-hmm. We're going to be seeing who's going to be winning the tri-dive experience. But if you don't win that, everybody else who went in is still eligible to win the PADI certification, everything but the open water dive. Yep. So, yeah, if you're not registered, still register for that. You're not going to win the tri-dive, but you're definitely in for the next.
Exactly.
But we're going to be interviewing Gina Chance. She's been a scuba diver for many years, and we're going to have an interview with her and my mom to find out how she got into scuba diving.
Good morning, Gina, and welcome into the Bucket List Radio Show.
Good morning.
We are so excited to interview you because it seems we have a mutual friend in Sarah Lynn Turner of Easy Diver.
Yes, we do. Uh-huh.
I'm so excited about this giveaway because I've been certified since 2001 and have had an opportunity being a travel agent to kind of travel around the world and do this scuba diving. And I'm so thrilled to bring it forward to other folks in our area. And it seems that Miss Sarah Lynn, why don't you tell folks a little bit about you? And is this scuba diving always been something that you wanted to do?
Well, I'm in my 60s. Started scuba diving in 1983 as my husband and I got married. So we've been doing this for a very long time.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We were certified at the University of Tennessee Center for the Health Sciences in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only non-medical person there, and they were talking way above my head, and my husband would have to tutor me every night.
Oh,
because
wow.
I didn't understand the physics for the biology of diving. But right. I got through, and I'm now a rescue diver, and it's a passion that he and I share, as do our three sons now.
Yeah.
We're doing it since we went on our honeymoon, and most recently we went to Bonaire in the Netherlands and Chile.
Right, right. Well, you know, Brandon has talked a lot about, you know, encouraging people if they're in college or if their children are in college to think about taking this as one of their courses. And so clearly you did.
Yes, we did. As a matter of fact, our three sons are divers. One is married and his wife is a diver. And another one, his fiance, is a diver.
Oh, how much
fun. And they all play in a great deal. My one bit of advice that I like to give young folks, though, is not to take the lessons until they can really afford to go.
Yeah.
Because so often people know, like my sister did, she teaches the classes. She wasn't able to afford to go on a big saltwater trip, so she dove in a lake. because she never really, you know, got it.
Right. But how much fun to do as a family? I mean, clearly, because you and your husband had it as a passion. When your boys came up, you said you had three boys. I've got the two. How old were they when you first introduced them to scuba diving?
I think 16. Mm-hmm. I think the rules now that the Professional Association of Diving Instructors allow them to dive earlier than that. But we told our boys, 14. My husband is corrected me.
I love it.
The day my youngest son turned 14, he was diving.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. How much fun. Yeah, I think Sherilyn was telling us it was 10, and I have an 11-year-old granddaughter, so I was actually trying to talk her daddy, my son, into let me take her to possibly get scuba dive certified. Because I feel like the earlier you could introduce them into this world, then again, the more they're going to love it.
Well, we did a little research of our own, and we made a very informed decision to wait till they were 14.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. Now, to be real honest, I'm trying to think if Sherilyn told me they could only do the tri diving where they put them in the pool at 10, or if they do that certification. I guess I'll have to get
it. I believe they can be certified.
Yeah, to get certified. So after your boys got certified, where was the first place that you as a family did your open water dives?
I think it may have been in Cozumel.
Mm-hmm.
Let me correct myself. The Florida Keys. The two older boys we took to the Florida Keys.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. But you've got one on me. I've never been diving down in the Florida Keys, but I have many times dove over there in Cancun and Cozumel. And I can tell you that's some amazing diving. For years and years and years, people only went to Cozumel to dive. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a diver's paradise, so to speak. And I think they kind of liked it that way. There weren't a lot of hotels over there at the time. Boy, has that changed since the cruise ships came in. And now everyone realized how beautiful it is down there and how great that water is for diving. Let me ask you this. Have you ever been diving over in the Bahamas?
Yes, we have.
Yeah. To me, that's some of the most beautiful water, even though it probably doesn't have the reef that you might get down there in Bonaire or in Grand Cayman, some of the other places. But their water is so beautiful, and the coral and the fish. The Bahamas, for me, has been some of the prettiest diving that I've done. But again, I've not been diving in the Keys, and I haven't been able to dive yet down in Bonaire. So tell us about that last experience.
With the children, with my boys.
No, did you go to Bonaire this last trip?
We did.
Yeah.
We had been to Bonaire two or three times, probably 20 years ago.
Gotcha.
And we just had been there. Sherilyn had a trip going. We just had a fabulous time. That's some of the most pristine diving you will find now.
Awesome.
And we are going back, as a matter of fact, in July.
Oh. That is terrific. Well, clearly, this is something that you all love and enjoy doing and would certainly encourage other folks to do. So what would you say to somebody that says, you know, I'm just not real sure about this? How would you encourage them to at least get in the pool with Sherilyn over there in Memphis, 90-degree saltwater pool, I might add, very comfortable situation, and just, you know, do the regulator and kind of, you know, swim around in the pool a little bit to kind of see how they feel about it. But what would you say to folks that might be, I would love to dive, but maybe I'm a little afraid of what's under there?
Most people seem to be afraid that they will have claustrophobia.
Ah.
And I think most people, when they actually get their mask on and get that regulator in their mouth, and if they can actually get to that first saltwater destination, they will be thrilled. And they will forget all about their fears of being claustrophobic.
Right.
If you just go ahead and go with it and make sure you get in that salt water the first time, you'll probably find out you love it.
Yeah, that's what I said, because, you know, Sherilyn is giving away to two lucky winners, and each one, it's actually four people, because each winner is going to be able to bring a guest to that tri dive. And I put on the Facebook page, warning, everybody who usually gets in the pool, they're hooked after that.
Yes, that's true, because you feel like you're conquering something.
Right. And what an adventure. So I can't let you go without asking you, what's on your bucket list?
We're going to the Maldives next
here.
Oh, another area I haven't been. But you know, we've sent a lot of clients to the Maldives. It's a beautiful, beautiful place, halfway around the world, folks. So we'll have to get an update from you next year.
That sounds great.
Okay. Thanks, Gina. We sure appreciate you talking with us this morning a little bit about your love and your passion, which is scuba diving.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, sweetie.
Yeah, that's awesome that the whole family all goes scuba diving. And and now that when they go travel, that is part of it. Like, they're going to the Maldives.
Yes, that
to
is,
go
that's amazing.
Scuba diving.
Yes, yeah. And Maldives is way out on the other side of the world. And it is well renowned for their for their the color of the water and scuba diving and the clarity.
Overwater bungalows.
Oh, yes. You know it's there.
But it literally is about the opposite side of the earth from where we're at. But, hey, that's part of it. But we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have an interview with Lydia Nicholson, who has just started out in scuba diving, just about to do her open water dive. So we're going to hear about her experience. And you've been listening to the Bucket List Radio Show with the First Family of Travel here on Star 107.7.
Begin your Walt Disney Bucket List Dream Vacation by choosing from over 25 Disney Resort hotels, and then customize a package that lets you take advantage of all four theme parks, two water parks, and over 150 Walt Disney World restaurant and dining locations. Not sure which to pick? Call the First Family of Travel from the Bucket List Radio Show, Anita's Travel. All of their travel agents are Disney College of Knowledge graduates, and Anita sat on the Disney Advisory Board for over 3 years, so needless to say, they have a very close relationship with Mickey, Minnie, and all their friends. Find them on Facebook, Anita's Travel of Jackson. No extra charge to book with them, and you get to keep your business local.
Are you a cruiser or a wannabe cruiser? Then we have a great option for you. Hi, I'm Anita Battershell of Anita's Travel and co-host of the Bucket List Radio Show. And how would you like to get group cruise benefits without being a group? That's right. Anita's Travel specializes in group cruises, and that means that we can book you into one of our already established groups to get all the benefits without even knowing or being a part of that group. Some of those benefits include group rates, deposit of only $50 per person, up to $100 onboard credit, open bar cocktail parties, and more. So if a Carnival cruise is in your future, you're going to want to contact us at Anita's Travel to see if we have a group that we can plug you into to get all those extra benefits. Anita's Travel is a locally owned family travel agency that's been in business since 1984, located on the corner of Forest and Hollywood. Remember, group benefits without being a group. Hope to hear from you soon.
Welcome back to the Bucket List Radio Show with the First Family of Travel on Star 107.7. If you're just now joining us, real quick recap, we are giving away two, not one, but two tri-dive experiences with Easy Divers down in Memphis. We're going to draw live on Facebook. All you have to do is have to comment, like, and share, and you're automatically registered to win. But we still have the grand finale prize to give away next week. So we're going to get into our second interview today. We're going to hear from Lydia Nicholson and hear about her diving experience.
Welcome into the Bucket List Radio Show, Lydia. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
And one of the reasons I am so excited to interview you is because you have just finished up all your pool training and your book training, so to speak, and all you have to do yet is your open water dives, and you are going to be PADI certified.
I know. I am so excited.
Yeah.
The pool has been fun, but I really can't wait to actually get in the water and see something other than the bottom of a pool.
There you go. There you go. Well, listen, let's just take our listeners back a moment and tell us a little bit about you and how did you even come to finding yourself in a pool wanting to do something like scuba dive certification?
Well, I've always really loved adventure trips. I had the opportunity as a kid to go to South Africa a bunch and do some fun hikes and some rappelling. I've always spent my vacations outdoors.
So you're kind of a soft adventure junkie as well.
I am.
Yeah. You're going to have to come up here and go skydiving with us.
Oh, my God. So I would love to, and skydiving is definitely on my list of something to do. And this past Christmas, my mother-in-law and husband and I went indoor skydiving.
I am so jealous of that indoor skydiving, although I've actually been skydiving four different times out of an airplane. But one of the sponsors of the Bucket List Radio Show was in Atlanta, was iFly. And so I would like to do that next time I'm down there in Atlanta. But back to the scuba diving. We regress just a bit here. Okay. So back to so you are a soft adventure junkie as well. So it wasn't a big leap for you then to think that you might want to scuba dive.
It wasn't. And actually, I have really fond memories of snorkeling as a kid with my parents off the coast of Honduras.
Wow.
And my husband and I were just kicking it around one day. And last October, we moved to Memphis and we needed something to do. And we needed to make some friends.
Gotcha.
So a few Google searches later and a phone call, and we found Easy Divers.
Gotcha. Well, you found one of the best.
We really did. And I clicked with Sarah Lynn, and I signed up with Matt, who was our instructor, and we had a phenomenal time.
Right, right. Now, is this something that your husband's done as well?
Yes, we are getting certified together. He's not so much an adventure junkie, but I'm doing my best to convert him.
That's good. Well, he shouldn't have married you then, Lydia. I think he's going to be in for a lifetime of adventure, whether he wants to be or not.
I think so. I think he's learning to love it.
There you go. There you go. Everybody needs a Lydia to pull them into to the fun part of life. Having said that, then that's what I started to say. Isn't it so much fun to kind of do this together as a couple even?
It is so great. We've had so much fun learning together, and we got to do our online learning together, which was more fun than just watching those videos by yourself.
Yes, yes, I totally agree. So where are you going to do your open water dives? Have you been able to make that decision yet?
Yes, yeah, so we're going with Easy Divers to Vortex Springs at the end of the month.
Okay, yeah. Have you been to that Vortex before?
No, although I grew up in Tallahassee, about an hour and a half away.
Okay.
So I'm familiar with the Panhandle. I just haven't been to Vortex.
Right. Well, I have not either, Lydia, but from everything I've seen, everybody I've talked to, that's a fantastic place to go, even if you aren't going for your open waters. So I think that's going to be a fun, fun trip for y'all.
I really hope so.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will be.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a little apprehensive of having been out of the pool for so long before the trip, but we'll have a practice pool dive before we go.
Exactly.
But we wanted to do our open water certification sooner rather than later, because when we signed up for scuba class, we decided that this was the big year that we were finally going to take our honeymoon.
Ah, okay. So congratulations. When did you get married? A year ago?
6 years ago.
Oh, okay. It's time.
It's time. We're finally doing it.
You're so cute. Well, do you have any ideas where, after you do your open water dives, do you have any bucket list destinations of where you think you might like to scuba dive?
Yes, and we're doing it this summer in July, also with Easy Divers.
Right.
Our instructor, Matt and Sarah Lynn, talked us into going on the Juliet Liveaboard.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I have been blessed to have scuba dived all over the world, including the Great Barrier Reef. And I love every place I've ever been, but I personally have never seen any more beautiful water than is in the Bahamas. There's just something about, there's a lot of clear water in a lot of places, but there's something about that coral, the colorful fish. I don't know what it is about the Bahamas, but to me, it's just unbelievably beautiful. So you're going to absolutely, it's going to be like night and day, I think, to even diving there in the Gulf when you do those open water dives.
I really can't wait. I've been told amazing things about diving in the Bahamas.
Right.
And we spent a lot of time looking at different places to go and different ways to get certified. And it's, you know, there's something scary about diving into the water and expecting to be able to breathe.
Yeah.
And so to be able to do not only our training with a group of people, but also go on these trips, it's just incredible.
Yeah. And to know that Sarah Lynn's going to be with you.
Yeah, completely. And her entire staff has just been so incredibly supportive. And anytime I get nervous or have questions, they're always there.
Right.
And I'm just so grateful for that.
Yeah.
Because while I am an adrenaline junkie a little bit, I also really want to complete my bucket list.
Yes.
And not end that short.
Exactly. Well, if you're like me, I remember so clearly as if it was yesterday, even though I got certified way back in 2001. But I remember it like yesterday, how nervous I was that first time that I was going out on the boat and knew that I was going to be going into the water. And we were sitting along the edge of the boat, and we got out there, and everybody put their regulators in. My heart is pounding out of my chest. As we went into the water, our instructor, our dive master, gathered the three or four of us all around to make sure that we were okay and we were right there. And I remember him saying, "Let's dive!" And, oh, the adrenaline. And the minute I went under the water, everything was so calm, so peaceful. I mean, there were waves. They weren't huge, big waves, but, up on top of the water, we were kind of bobbing around. The minute we got under that water, it was so calm, so beautiful. And it was almost like this religious experience to me. I felt like I had entered a totally different world to be able to view this unbelievable private world that only a few get to do. So I am so excited for you, and I know that you will be as well.
I really can't wait. Yeah. Every time I get to spend time in nature and you get those peaceful moments where it's a small group and you're away from the city.
Yeah.
It's magical. And you're right. It is a religious experience.
Yeah.
You can't really explain it, but
you can.
It is every time.
But and I just felt so grateful, so incredibly grateful to be able to have that experience. And so if anybody out there is listening and thinks that they might want to do this as well, get up online to Easy Dive Divers over there in Memphis and look up Sarah Lynn, because there's no better instructor. I'll promise you that much. She's very thorough, and she's got a amazing personality, does she not?
She really does.
Yeah.
And there just is not a better team to teach you how to dive. And actually, a couple weeks ago, we went back for a practice dive on a Saturday, and someone was taking Discover Scuba,
yes,
which is what you can sign up for before you decide to do open water. If you're not insane like me and just sign up and hope that you like it.
That's funny. Yeah.
Poor husband was like, "Shouldn't we take Discover?" And I was like, "Or we could just jump in and know
literally
that we'll like it.
Literally, jump into that pool and let's just do it, right?"
Yeah, I got there and I was ready. I had my fins on. I was ready to go. And Sarah Lynn was like, "So we need to talk about the academics first." And I was like, "Oh, right, of course. Safety first."
But of course, the fun part is the part of the pool and the part in the ocean once you get certified. So you were ready for the fun part.
It is. I was. But it's also important to make sure you understand.
Exactly. All the safety aspects. Exactly. Yeah. Well, listen, thank you so much, Lydia, for sharing with our listeners this morning and our fans a little bit about your path to scuba diving. And I can't let you go without asking you, what's on your bucket list?
So many things, but I'll try to keep it short. I really want to head back to South Africa. And I've also heard that diving off the coast down there can be incredible.
Yes.
And I'd also really like to get REC certified. Probably next on my list.
Right.
Probably take me a few years to get there.
That's all right. It's always
need to get in that open water first.
That's right. And it's always good to have that bucket list. So thank you so much, Lydia. I appreciate you so very much. And
thank
good luck
you.
To you.
This has been great.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Man, it really sounds like she's an adrenaline junkie just like us. We would definitely be good friends to hang out, because she loves to do everything we love to do as a family. But I'd say I really wanted to go down to Vortex Springs down there in Florida. Just like going to the Crystal River, going and swim with the manatees. That's the perfect place over there.
I agree. And thanks so much to both Gina and Lydia for those interviews. But today is a little unusual because we're getting to draw midway through a promotion. And that's because Sarah Lynn is so generous, wants to get people in the pool. So we're going to be giving away two. This is four people, mm-hmm. but two, because you get to bring a guest, Tri-Dive, where you're going to get in the pool and with the regulators and the equipment and
get acquainted with the equipment.
See if this is something
and that's
you
live,
like.
Folks, right now. So go to our Bucket List Radio Show on the Facebook page.
On Facebook. And, of course, the grand prize will be next week when we draw for the certification for everything except for your open water dive. So thank you so much for listening this week and every week to the Bucket List Radio Show with the First Family of Travel right here on Star 107.7. Good luck, everyone.